It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. How are you? Oh, I'm glad to be with you. Yeah, a few of my neighbors handed me these drawings as I was coming here to be with you. I'd like you to see them. See that? A mouse with a hula hoop. You know, last time we were wondering what the royal hula mouse would look like. And these are some drawings that my neighbors, look at that big circle. My neighbors thought the hula mouse might look like this. Such good ideas. You know, in make-believe, they're calling the hula mouse H.M. Mm-hmm. There's one. Look at the sun smiling. And there's another one of H.M. What do you think H.M. might look like? We'll pretend more about that a little later. But right now, I want to read this book with you. It's called When the TV Broke. So let's just go over to the couch to read it. When the TV Broke. When the TV Broke by Harriet Zeffert, pictures by Mavis Smith. Jeffrey watched television every day of the week. There's Jeffrey with his dad holding the popcorn and his dog. They're watching television. Jeffrey watched on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, and on Saturday. On Sunday, right in the middle of a gorilla movie, the TV made a loud buzz, the picture faded, and let's see what happened. The screen went blank. Jeffrey's mom turned all the dials, but nothing happened. On Monday, Jeffrey's dad, there he is, put the TV in the car. You see how sad Jeffrey's looking? He's looking out the window watching his dad put the television into the car. Jeffrey sat on the sofa. There is his dog right beside him. There's the empty table where the television set was. Now he had nothing to do. On Tuesday, Jeffrey asked, "Is the TV fixed yet?" "Not yet," Jeffrey's mom said. "Maybe tomorrow." On Wednesday, Jeffrey said, "It's tomorrow. Is the TV fixed yet?" "Not yet," she said. "Maybe tomorrow." On Thursday, Jeffrey said, "It's tomorrow. Is the TV fixed yet?" Look what he's doing, though. He's busy making something here with eggs. Not yet, Mom said. Maybe tomorrow. What are you doing? Asked Jeffrey's sister. Nothing much, he said. And here he is reading a book. Will you read to me, she asked. Okay, said Jeffrey. Then it was Friday. Jeffrey found some boxes. He found paint and scissors, crayons, and glue, too. What are you doing? Asked Jeffrey's sister. Nothing much, he said. Do you see the scissors here? There they are. And the glue? You see what he's painting on the boxes? What are you doing now? Asked Jeffrey's sister. Nothing much, he said. Look at all the things that he's made. There are the scissors, crayons, paste. On Saturday, Dad called, I'm home. Come and watch TV. It's all fixed. And look at all these buildings that Jeffrey has made. Not now, Dad, said Jeffrey. I'm busy. Maybe tomorrow. What a great thing he has built there. Jeffrey thought of things to do while he was waiting for his TV to get fixed. In fact, he liked those things so much that when the TV did get fixed, he didn't feel he needed to watch it right away. What kinds of things do you do when you're waiting for something? Oh, there's the phone. Hello? Hi. Yes, we've already read it. Oh, sure, I'd be glad to. All right, see you in a little while. Thanks, Joyce. Yes, goodbye. That was my neighbor, Joyce Broadus. She's our neighborhood librarian. She knew we were going to read When the TV Broke. And she just thought we might like to come over and see some of the many things they do there at the library. I'll just take the book back since we're going. Let's go to the neighborhood library. Come along. Hello, Miss Broadus.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Miss Joyce Broadus.
Hello.
Thanks for this. I like that book.
Oh, good. I'm glad you did. We'll just check it back in.
All right.
I have to read the little barcode on the bottom.
Now, when you check that in, now what happens to it?
Well, I put it on one of these book trucks,
uh-huh.
And one of the staff puts it back on the library shelves.
I see.
Yes, but you know, I'm glad you came now because there's a book I think you'd like.
What is it?
It's called I Heard a Little Baa.
A little what?
Baa.
Baa. Oh, like
yes.
That.
Yes.
Could I get it?
Yes, we just have to look in the computer.
Okay.
And find it.
You use a lot of computers around here, don't you?
Yes, we look for a lot of information, but books, as you know, are the best way.
Books are the best thing.
Yes. I type in the title, and there, we can find it on our shelves.
Would you show it to me?
Yes, I would. Come along. You know, there are so many great things happening at the library. You see, Lillian's putting some return books back now.
It's because you know they have to be put back in their right spots.
Well, sure.
So we can find them for the next person.
Uh-huh.
And then we have people like Mr. Boyd, who teach chess here every week.
What a game.
It is a wonderful game.
It looks like an intense game, gentlemen.
Oh, it is.
Lucky to have you as a coach.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
So we have these kinds of classes, and we have people who are doing their homework, and people who come for meetings, and we have concerts, and we have lots of stuff.
A great place.
Yes, it is. The library is a great place.
Now we find Baugh?
We'll go find Baugh.
Okay.
Well, here we are in the picture book room, and we're going to go right to the section where the book should be.
Oh, down...
Download
for children to find them.
For children's size, here it is.
I heard a little baa.
Baa.
Have you always loved books and reading?
I've always loved them, ever since I was a little girl. My mother used to bring me to this library.
This very one?
This very one, and we would check out lots and lots of books.
No wonder you have warm feelings about this place.
I have great feelings about this place.
And here you are, being able to give books and other things to lots of other children.
That's right.
What's going on in there?
Well, how about we go over and check it out?
Okay.
This is one of our most popular programs run by our children's librarian, Mr. Smith. Mr.
Hi.
Smith, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Rogers.
Oh, very nice to meet you.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Smith.
Hey, we have a craft going today. The kids are making different places where people live.
Oh, where they live.
You should see some of these nice houses they have here.
Oh, I'd like to.
This is not where people really live, but this is just a sun porch for that house.
Oh, this is a sun porch for that house? Wow, is that a great idea?
A little bit more to come in. Okay.
So you have a house, and he's making a sun porch for it.
Yeah.
And what about all of this up here?
That's some cartoons for it. It will hurt the chimneys up.
I see. The cotton that helps the chimneys stay there, huh? Oh, great idea. Could I see your place? How you put all of this together? This is a house that people live in?
Let's see.
I tried doing it.
And what?
This could be Mr. Rogers' house.
Oh, it could be. Thank you.
Here you go.
Let's make it red and orange and purple.
Orange and purple?
Yeah, this takes out because it looks pretty.
I love seeing what you all do. They have wonderful ideas.
Very, definitely. I should say. Nice smoke coming out of their chimney and everything here.
Yeah.
No problem.
Did we have a falling house?
Nothing really.
And there you go.
But I think we saved it.
Can I have my chair back now? Okay. Sorry, Wade.
There you go.
Working well together.
Very sorry, Wade. That's okay.
And you have a house made out of an orange juice carton, don't you? And putting twigs all around. And is this your chimney?
Yep. And smoke coming out.
Smoke coming out?
And right now I'm working on my roof.
You're working on the roof now.
Mm-hmm.
Any wonder it's a popular program.
Wow. They're having lots.
Thank you for allowing us to visit.
Thanks for
great
coming
to
by.
Meet you.
Very nice meeting you.
Thank you. I need to get back to my place, but I need to check this out.
How about we go to the front desk?
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, everybody. They're so involved.
I know.
Yeah. I get you my card.
All right, and I'll take the book.
Thank you.
Thank you. There's your card.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the book.
I heard a little baa.
Baa.
Thanks, Miss Broadus.
You're welcome.
You got the best ideas.
Thank you, and you have fun with that book.
Thanks. See you later.
Bye. Bye.
Libraries, wonderful places with wonderful people. We'll read this together after a while. Right now, let's go to the kitchen. I have an idea. Hi, fish. The children at the library gave me an idea. You know, we could use that for X and Henrietta's tree. And we could use that for Daniel's clock. And we could use that for the castle. And how about this for the factory? Lady Elaine's museum go around. That's some paper we could just crumple that up for the platypus mound. Here's a little raisin box. We could use that for the trolley. You see, you can make your own model, your own neighborhood of make-believe. Could even use a little box like this for your trolley. Of course, you don't need anything for pretending. You can just make up your own stories in your head. But since we have these boxes, we might as well just use them. Let's pretend that the royal mouse is still visiting Lady Elaine. They've been working on a surprise party. Okay, trolley, neighborhood of make-believe.
Hi, trolley.
Oh, my, this is rather amusing, don't you agree, Miss Politico?
Oh, I should say. Yeah. Reminds me of my tap dancing days.
Oh, treat me to a few steps, won't you please?
Oh, of course.
You're very good at that, Miss Filifica.
Oh, I've always loved dancing.
Thank you both for your clicking dance. Neighbor Aber, I presume?
Oh, correct, as usual, King Friday.
These clickers remind me of the royal hula mouse.
Uh-oh.
Miss Filifica?
Yes, sire.
You may call every person in the world and tell each one that the royal mouse must come back right away.
Every person in the world?
As many as you need to call.
Right, sire.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And will you help, neighbor Aber?
Oh, of course, King Friday, but...
No buts about it. Hula Mouse has been gone too long.
I'll do my best, King Friday.
Do what you must, and farewell.
Farewell. I suppose the mouse is still at the museum go-round with Lady Elaine. Let's go check. The hula mouse, the hula mouse. Let's go and find the royal hula, hula mouse, the hula mouse. Let's find the royal hula. Oh, look.
Oh, that'll be just right.
Bueno, este definitivamente es redondo.
Oh, it certainly is. And my museum is round, and we'll have round cookies and round... Oh, why, look who's here.
Oh, hello.
Oh, neighbor Aber, meet H.M.
Mucho gusto.
How do you do, Hula Mouse?
How do you do,
looks like
Aber?
You're having a great time.
Oh, sí, definitivamente nos estamos divirtiendo en grande.
H.M.'s got the best ideas.
Are you two planning something together?
De seguro que sí.
And it's a big round surprise.
Que mucho me haces reír, señora Elaine.
You make me laugh too, H.M. I haven't had such fun in years.
Well, I hate to break up the fun. But
what do you mean?
King Friday says he wants the Royal Hula Mouse to come back right away.
Oh, he's an old spoil sport. I need this hula mouse. I need you, H.M.
¿Y qué si yo hablo con el rey viernes?
But don't tell him the surprise.
Now, you mentioned that before, Lady Elaine. What surprise is that?
We're cooking up something really special.
De seguro que lo es. Bien especial.
Something with hoops?
Oh, you might say so. Uh-huh. Have you got anything round?
I beg your pardon?
Que si tiene algo redondo.
Something round? I don't think. Oh, yes. I have this round clicker.
Perfect. Keep it handy.
All right, I will. In the meantime, I think we'd better let King Friday know that the Royal H.M. is found.
Okay, Toots, but come back as soon as you can.
Haré lo posible, señora Elaine.
Good.
Hasta luego.
Hasta la vista, Toots.
That's great. I can see why King Friday would miss you, H.M. The hula mouse, the hula mouse. We found the royal hula mouse, the hula mouse, the hula mouse. We found the royal hula mouse.
Glad the hula mouse is here.
Hello, Edgar.
Hola, Edgar.
Oh, King Friday has been looking everywhere for you.
Where is he now, Edgar?
He's flying around the world on the purple jet.
Around the world? What a great idea!
Yes, but someone must let him know that you're found. Here's that someone now.
I'm calling him now. Welcome back, H.M.
Gracias.
That's right. Somewhere in the great round world, Charlie.
So King Friday got impatient and went around the world looking for H.M. It is fun to see that mouse, isn't it? What do you suppose the surprise is that he and Lady Elaine are planning together? We'll think more about that next time. So put these away. Do you have some things you could use to make your own clock or factory or tree? You have such good ideas. I bet you could construct a whole neighborhood of make-believe, your own kind of make-believe to play with. And after you construct it, then you'd put the toys back after you played with them. That's what we do. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, fish. You're good eaters. Let's look at that Baugh book that Ms. Broadus thought we might like. I Heard a Little Baugh. Written by Elizabeth MacLeod, illustrated by Louise Phillips. I heard a little baugh. It woke me from my sleep. First I saw a woolly face, and then I saw a sheep. Baugh. I heard a little growl. I peeked behind a chair. First I saw a shaggy paw, and then I saw a bear. Grrr. I heard a little purr. I lifted up the mat. First I saw some silky fur, and then I saw a cat. Purr. I heard a little squeak. I searched around the house. First I saw two shiny eyes, and then I saw a mouse. It's not the hula mouse, but it's a mouse. Eek! I heard a little bark. I peered inside a log. First, I saw a floppy ear. And then I saw a dog. Woof, woof. I heard a little oink. I pushed aside some twigs. First, I saw some curly tails. And then I saw some pigs. Oink. I heard a little giggle. I looked. What did I see? First, I saw 10 wiggling toes, and then the rest of me. Tee-hee. I've enjoyed our reading times today. Books are so wonderful. You can look at a book as long as you want to. When I was a little boy, I'd sit and look at the pictures in a book, and I'd make up my own stories about those pictures. That was really fun. Well, there's lots that's fun to do and lots that's fun to think about. I like to think about things with you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We'll have lots to talk about and lots to do next time. I'll be back. Bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public